This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Chenab Bridge during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir. He also inaugurated the Anji Khad Bridge. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and Anji Bridge, which is India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, are part of the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula Rail Link, USBRL. The 272-kilometre USBRL project has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. The USBRL project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Prime Minister also flagged off Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra Srinagar Vande Bharat Express after visiting Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station as part of his visit to Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees at Katra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the global achievements of India's youth, stating that the country's youth have made a mark globally. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi described the youth as symbols of dynamism, innovation and determination, saying that the nation's growth in the last 11 years has been fueled by the unmatched energy and conviction of Yuva Shakti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The country has witnessed remarkable instances of youngsters who have done the unthinkable across various sectors, including startups, science, sports, community service, culture and more, in the last 11 years. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar arrived in Shimla today on a two-day visit to Himachal Pradesh. He landed at Annadale helipad in Shimla by helicopter, where he was received by Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Deputy Chief Minister Mukesh Agnihotri, Public Works Minister Vikramaditya Singh, along with the Director General of Police and senior army officials. The Vice President's convoy proceeded to Raj Bhavan via Mall Road, Shimla, where a lunch has been organised in his honour. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India today decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5% for the third consecutive time. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. According to RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the decision is in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for consumer price index inflation of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth.
After having reduced the policy repo rate by 100 basis points in quick succession since February 2025, the MPC also decided to change the stance from accommodative to neutral. From here onwards, the MPC will be carefully assessing the incoming data and the evolving outlook to chart out the future course of monetary policy in order to strike the right growth-inflation balance.
The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has arrived in Germany as part of the Government of India's ongoing diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor and unwavering adherence to zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. India's ambassador to Germany, Ajit Gupte, welcomed the nine-member delegation in Berlin. In Assam, the overall flood situation has slightly improved. Over 5,60,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 16 districts. There are no reports of loss of human life due to flood this morning. About 1,400 villages affected by flood and over 1,900 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. The state government has engaged SDRF teams for evacuation at Sribhumi district since early morning. The rift between US President Donald Trump and his former advisor Elon Musk has erupted into the open, with each trading insults after the tech billionaire criticized Trump's tax and budget legislation. The Indian cricket team has left for England today for a five-match test series, which is part of the 2025-27 ICC World Test Championship cycle. The series will be held from June to August 2025. And with that, we end this news bulletin.